Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Tehillim podcast for Shabbat Chanukah. Visit www.webyeshiva.org for more information on our fully interactive online yeshiva. One of the interesting things when studying Tehillim, and we've seen this in some of the Tehillim that we've looked at before, is trying to understand the context of the Mizmor. Right? When was the Mizmor initially said? Right? When was it initially written? What was the context? What was going on in the life of the person who wrote the Mizmor? But also, when was the Mizmor used subsequently? A perfect example of this, one of the best, is Tehillim Perek Lamed, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDavid, which is a Mizmor which throughout Jewish history has kind of taken on a life of its own. So what we're going to try to do today is to get a sense of what the Mizmor itself says and understand the different contexts in which it was reused, so to speak, later on. First, I'd just like to look at the Mizmor itself for a quick review. Aromimcha Hashem ki dilitani velo simachta oivai li. I praise you, Hashem. I will speak of your greatness ki dilitani, because you lifted me up, right, like a dili. Vilo simachto oivaili, and you did not allow my enemies to rejoice over me. Hashem Elohai, shivate elecha v'tirpaini. Right, Hashem, my God, I cried out to you, I prayed to you, and you healed me. Hashem he'elita min she'ol nafshi, chiyitani mi yardi bor. Right, you brought me up from she'ol, right, you revived me from going down into the pit. Zamru la Hashem chasidav v'hodu l'zecher kodsho. All of the chasidim of Hashem should sing out to Hashem, ki rega be'apo chayim b'rtzono, right? Because for one moment, right, Hashem is angry, but for a lifetime after that, right, forever after that, right, one lives in His, with Hashem being pleased, right. In other words, Hashem is angry for a moment, but then His anger goes away. Ba'erev yalin bechi, right? At night, one goes to sleep crying, v'labokerina, but in the morning, right, one is already singing. Vani amarti v'shalvi bal emot leolam. I, in my complacency way back when, right, I thought to myself, I will never fall. Hashem beretzoncha he'emadeta leharios. Hashem, when you wished it upon me, I stood like a strong mountain. I was stood up by you as a strong mountain. Histarta fanecha hayiti nival, but when you hid your face from me, I was terrified. Elecha Hashem ekra ve'el Adonai etchanan. Right, to Hashem I pray. Ma betza, I call out. Ma betza bidami beridati al shachat. Right, what is the purpose of my dying? Right, hayotcha afar hayagida mitecha. Right, can dust speak of your truths? Right, can just thank you. In other words, if I am dead, what purpose does it have? Since I cannot praise you, I cannot thank you. Shema Hashem v'chaneni, Hashem heye ozerli. Hashem, listen to me, and put your chen, right, put your grace upon me. Hashem heye ozerli, be a help to me. Hafachta misbedi lemacholi, right, you changed. You switched over my mourning into a dance. Pitachta saki v'ta'azreni simcha. You opened my sackcloth and you girded me with happiness. L'ma'an yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom. And all this was done in order that I should sing of your honor and never cease. Hashem Elohai le'olam odeka. Right? I will always thank you, Hashem. This Mizmor, right, is clearly talking about a person who was in trouble, right? There's debate as to whether it's is talking about something that is unfolding as the Mizmor is happening, or if it's being spoken about in the past. We won't go into those details right now in this podcast, right? But clearly about someone who was in trouble, who had some sort of tzara, and Hashem switched that all around, and for that, this person forever sings to the honor of Hashem. The Mizmor, like many Mizmorim, is not specific as to what exactly was troubling this person, right? Some suggest that the person was sick, right? Because it says, "Hashem shivati alecha v'tirpaini," right? I cried out to you, I prayed to you, and you healed me, right? But there are many places in Tanakh where healing does not necessarily mean only physical healing. It could also mean spiritual healing. It could also mean helping somebody out in some other way. Others suggest that the tzara was something happening at the hand of an enemy, right? Because it says, "V'lo simachta oivaili," right? Another good possibility. Although it is also possible that enemies would rejoice over a person that, whom they don't like, that is suffering for something having not to do with them. If an enemy is suffering because they are ill, right, then there could be rejoicing over that as well. So, in other words, it's not entirely clear what exactly the tzara is, but that's because the point isn't really what the tzara is, but rather how the person is reacting, or the recognition of the person to what Hashem has done for him, regardless of what that tzara was. So that's an overview of the Mizmor. What I'd like to do now is to try to understand the context of this Mizmor. Now, one possibility is that this was simply an individual, right? This was a private Mizmor, so to speak, an individual speaking of their particular situation, right? And that later on, when this Mizmor was used for many other things, said in many other contexts, it was merely because this private Mizmor, right, where a person is talking about their own personal experience, what is described there is universal, right? It was true also for context X, Y, and Z for which it was used later on. Right, so that's one possibility, that the original context of this Mizmor is some private personal event that happened to an individual. But now let's look at the title of our Mizmor. Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid. Mizmor Shir, right, refers to different types of songs, poems that are found in Sefer Tehillim. We're not going to go into that. It's not entirely clear what all of those are. Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid, right, somehow this Mizmor is connected to a Chanukat HaBayit, which Chanukat HaBayit we'll discuss, LeDavid. Right, somehow this Mizmor is also connected to David HaMelech. Either that the Mizmor was actually written by David HaMelech, and we'll try to understand what then it is talking about, if indeed David HaMelech wrote this Mizmor, or perhaps it's Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid, right? That the Chanukat HaBayit is somehow connected to David, and so that this Mizmor was used, even if the original context was something else, it was used for David, something in the context of something having to do with David. So one possibility, one perush suggests that this mizmor was used during the original Chanukat HaBayit, meaning the Chanukat HaBayit of Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, right, which was built not by David, as you probably recall, but by Shlomo HaMelech, David's son. Right. So then, what's the connection to David? Well, as you might know from the book of Shmuel Bet, David HaMelech wanted to build the Beit HaMikdash. He was initially told he could by Natan HaNavi, and then Hashem told Natan HaNavi that he couldn't. The reason brought in Sefer Divrei HaYamim is that David fought too many wars. Shmuel Bet suggests more that it simply was not the right time yet, right? In all cases, David was not meant to build the Beit HaMikdash. His son was going to build the Beit HaMikdash. And for this, even though he is not able to build the Beit HaMikdash, David is grateful, right? Because perhaps it indicates that his dynasty will continue through his son, or that in all cases, a father is happy when his son gets to build the Beit HaMikdash as well. So, and if you look in the book of Divrei HaYamim, when there's a description of the tremendous preparations that David HaMelech made for the building of the Beit HaMikdash, even though he himself was not going to be building it. So some suggest that this was a mizmor written for the occasion of the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash, and was written by David himself, right, to be used later on when his son would build the Beit HaMikdash. If this is true, then one can look back at the Mizmor and say perhaps what is being discussed there is actually discussing something about the life of David HaMelech himself, right? We all know that David's path to becoming king, as well as his kingship itself, and the fact that Shlomo HaMelech would become the king afterwards, was not a smooth path at all. And perhaps what is being dis- um, what is being expressed in the Mizmor, if one sees it as describing something having to do with David, is that the fact that a Chanukat HaBayit was going to be done by David's son, Shlomo, right, was a reason to turn to Hashem and rejoice, right? Because, right, Dilitani v'lo simachto evadli, you did not let my enemies, be that Shaul at the beginning of his kingship, or prior to his kingship, or his many enemies during the many battles that he had to fight, Hashem did not allow them to rejoice over him, right? And all the many trials and tribulations that he went through, perhaps David is describing, hafachta mispadi l'macholi, right? There were so many potentially bad things that could have happened to me, and you, Hashem, switched that all around. And the pinnacle of this is, of course, that my son is going to build the Beit HaMikdash. Right, so that is one possibility, one way of understanding. Others suggest that this title referred to a different Chanukah to Bayit. There's some who even suggest that it's not the Chanukah to the Beit HaMikdash. It might have been the Chanukah of David's personal Bayit, right? Meaning his palace, which might seem a little bit strange, but perhaps that was also an indication that he had finally become and was recognized as king, and that was something to celebrate. Other interpretations suggest that perhaps this was used during the Chanukah Tabayit in Bayit Sheni, right? In which case, it could be that it was reused for that purpose. And certainly, there are those who suggest that it refers to the Chanukah Tabayit during, right, Chanukah, right, the story of Chanukah, which we are about to celebrate, right, the Chanukah Tabayit during the time of the Chashmonaim. Right there, they certainly suggest that. That if indeed it was used during that time, it probably means that somebody looked at the Mizmor and looked at the title of the Mizmor and felt that it was appropriate to be used, and that in all cases was what was the source of the minhag that we have in some communities to this day to say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayit David during the holiday of Chanukah. Right, so these are the contexts of in which this mizmor is used or was used during the course of history, having to do with Chanukah HaBayit. Right, but there are other times that this mizmor is used. For example, there's a minhag to say this mizmor in the bayit of a chole. Right, if you go visit a sick person, if you're doing bikur cholim, right, there's a minhag by some to say this mizmor, and that clearly has to do with the pasuk Shivate Hashem Elecha V'tir Pa'eni. Right, that we are praying to Hashem that this person should be healed. Perhaps the most famous, well-known usage of this mizmor, of course, is what I mentioned earlier, that we say it every morning in Shacharit. There are those who suggest that that has to do with the words Vila Bokerina, right? You go to sleep crying, but in the morning you're praising Hashem. And all of these different contexts, I think all of how we explain them up until now is true, but I think there's perhaps even a deeper meaning when one fully appreciates what the Mizmor is saying. And I would like to look at this Mizmor through the eyes of a particular midrash, which sees this midrash in the context of yet a different story that we all know, and that is a midrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Kafchet, which connects this mizmor not to the holiday of Chanukah, but to the story of Purim. And I think when one understands this mizmor and where it's coming from, one can fully appreciate what the main theme of this mizmor is, and we can even add meaning onto the different times that we read or use this mizmor. The midrash says, and this is a midrash, the part that I'm reading to is part of a larger midrash, which is kind of an expansion of the part of the story when Haman ends up leading Mordechai around on a horse. It says, "Kevan sherachav alasus hitchil mekales lachadosh baruch hu." Right, when Mordechai was riding on the horse, being led by Haman, he started praising Hashem. And He quotes our Mizmor, Aromimcha Hashem ki dilitani. Hashem Elohai shivati eilecha v'tirpa'eini Hashem ha'elita min sh'ol nafshi. Right? The Midrash puts the words of Mizmor Lamed into the words of Mordechai. Right? Saying, I praise you, Hashem, because you lifted me up. Right? I cried out to you, and you healed me. Right? You lifted me up out of the pit. Right? And if you know your story of Purim, which I'm sure you do, right? We know how appropriate this is. Right? Mordechai, who was about to be killed by Haman, right? Together, you know, he had his own private gallows ready, but he was going to be killed, in the context of all of Am Yisrael being killed as well. And he's praising Hashem as he's riding on this horse, realizing how much the situation has changed. And he praises Hashem for lifting him out of the pit, for saving him. Talmidav ma'amru, right? The students of Mordechai, right? They play a big role in the earlier part of the midrash, which we didn't read. Zamru la'Hashem chasidav v'hodu l'zecher kodesho, right? The Talmidim represent the Chassidim, right? The ones who are told in our Mizmor to sing out to Hashem. Ki rega be'apo v'gomer. One moment Hashem is angry, right? It seems as if Am Yisrael is going to be wiped out, right? Chaim b'rtzono, right? But all of that changes, right? And then everything is okay. Oto rasha Haman mahu omer, right? So the Mizmor also puts the Mizmor into the mouth of Haman harasha. Ve'ani amarti b'shalvi b'gomer. Vigomer, Hashem beretzon chahem madata lahariri oz. Right? What does Haman say? Right? I mistakenly, in my complacency, thought, you know, I will always be strong. Right? But now I recognize that when Hashem did not want me to be strong any longer, right, that I would not be so. Esther ma'amra, elecha Hashem ekra, ma'betza bedami b'rudati al shachat hayutcha afar hayagina mitecha. Right? Esther, who had to go before Achashverosh, without being asked, who knew she was putting herself in danger, and says, right, v'chasher avadati avadati, right, I know that I might die, but this is what I have to do. Right, she calls out to Hashem, and she says, but what is the purpose of my death? Because then I won't be able to sing of your truths anymore. Yisrael, right, what about Am Yisrael altogether? What do they say? Shema Hashem v'chaneni hafachta mispedi l'macholdi. Right, all of Am Yisrael, what do they say? Right, Hashem, listen to us, right? Put your chen, your grace upon us, right? You switched our mourning into joy. What is the purpose of connecting these two things, right? Mizmor Lamed and the story of Purim. Right? There are many Mizmorim where it talks of people being saved from a certain death. Right? Why is this one specifically put into the story of Purim, or why is the story of Purim put specifically into this Mizmor? Right? Whichever way you want to look at it, and I think that thinking about it for a moment makes it clear what the connection between these two things are, because one realizes that the essential theme of both the Purim story and Mizmor Lamed are one and the same. Right? And that all, I think, can be pinned on the one word found at the end of the Midrash, put into the mouths of Am Yisrael, hafachta mispedi l'macholi, right? That you turned over, you flipped over my mourning into a dance, right? As I'm sure you know, right, what is the theme of Purim, right? What is the essence of the miracle of Purim? V'nahafochu. Right, that things were terrible, and that Hashem flipped everything over. Right, that is the essence, and we don't have time to have a full shiur on Megillat Esther. But right, but the idea is known. How in Megillat Esther you can basically show the mirror images from the beginning of the story to the end of the story, throughout the story in the Megillah. Right, how the situation was X, and it exactly got flipped over to be the opposite. Right. Evel gadol la'yudim v'tzomu v'chiyu misped, right? The people are mourning and crying, right? And at the end of the story, v'la'yudim haita orath v'simcha v'sasom v'ikar, right? That everything gets switched over specifically to the exact opposite. Haman wants to kill Mordechai, and he prepares the etz specifically for him, and according to the advice of Charvona, right, that tree is used, that etz, the gallows, whatever it was used specifically not to kill Mordechai, but to kill Haman, right? And everything gets flipped over, right? This idea is well known. But you can find many, many, many examples, both linguistic and thematic, how the story of Purim is a real nahafohu, right? How it gets switched over. Right, and I once heard a nice idea that's the greatness of Charvona. Right? Why is Charvona zachur latov? Because he was the one who recognized that the tree, the etz, the gallows for Mordechai, that was meant for Mordechai, had to be used for Haman. Right, he was the one who was first one to notice the nahafochu, to realize that it's not a mikre what's going on here. It's not chance occurrence what's happening here, but rather there's something going on, right? To see the nes that's hidden in the story. And that's essentially what the Mizmor is talking about. Hafachta mispidi lemacholi. When I cried out to you, Hashem, you switched everything to the exact opposite. I thought it was X, and you turned everything the other way. And if you look back at our Mizmor for a moment to see the structure of the Mizmor, you see this nahafochu built into the structure of the Mizmor. Right, and this is, you know, the poetic style in Tanakh is very conducive to this, right, which often has two parts to every pasuk. Aromim Hashem kidilitani, you lifted me up, right? Velo simachto avayli, right, and you didn't allow my enemies to rejoice over me. Another example, kirega beapo chayim bertzono. Ba'erev yalin bechi vila bokerina. Hemadata lahariyos histarta panecha heiti nivel. Right, so everything is flipped over to the exact opposite. Right? You see this also at the end of the Mizmor. Hafachta mispedi lemacholi, pitachta saki v'tazreni simcha, etc. Right, that it was one way and you switched it around to the opposite. Right. And what in the Mizmor changes all of this? Hashem Elokai shivati elecha v'tir pa'eini. I crawled out to you, I prayed to you, and you healed me. Right? You, Hashem, are the one who did this as a result of the prayer that I said to you. And if you look at the story of the Megillah, of course you see the same thing, right? And this is noted by many of the Mefarshim. Right? When does the story of the Megillah begin to turn around? Right? This is an idea which I saw in an article by Avraham Kariv many years ago, right? At the moment when Mordechai goes to the Shar HaMelech, Vayizak ze'aka gedola umara, right? He cries out a great cry, right? And so that cry, of course, could just be a cry of mourning, of pain, right? But many of the Mefarshim understand that this is Mordechai crying out to Hashem, and from that moment, the story begins to change. and this, I believe, is the connection between the Mizmor and the story of Purim, and it's the story of Purim. Right? Once we see what the Midrash is doing here, we understand much better what the Mizmor is talking about, and now we can go back to the other context in which this Mizmor is said and understand those contexts better, right? Not only is it appropriate in terms of the Purim story, right? It's not only is the theme appropriate there, but also, for example, right, one could say, although here it's a little less specific, you know, the story of David HaMelech, where he felt so many things were against him, right? And the whole situation got turned over, right? The story of the Chashmonaim, right? The story of Chanukah, right? When we say this for 8 days during the holiday of Chanukah, right? Which was a story of Rabim Biyad Me'atim, right? Where it was a miracle that the measly Chashmonai army managed to defeat the Yevanim. Right, and there, and so there too, right? It was a situation of a terrible situation being flipped over. But I think even more so, perhaps, in the context of saying this Mizmor in the home of a person who is sick, where one hopes that the situation will be turned around. And even more so, I think perhaps in our saying this Mizmor every day before Shacharit, As a way of saying, right, just before we begin our daily act of praying before Hashem, that we hope that our prayers have power to switch things around. One last interesting context in which this mizmor is used. In the book Fear No Evil, right, the autobiography of Natan Sharansky, at the very end of the book, he writes that it was this mizmor that he chose to say the moment he was released from prison, right? If you're familiar with the story of Natan Sharansky, right, he had a book of Tehillim that was given to him by his wife Avital, which became a very important to him, and he would say the Mizmorim while he was in prison, and it became important for him spiritually and emotionally, and religiously, and he had decided that he was going to say a specific mizmor when he left prison, and this was the mizmor that he chose. And if you think about what we understand now about this mizmor, about the power of prayer, about the hope that a hopeless situation will be turned around, right? That a matzav of hesped will switch to a matzav of machol, right? I believe that his choice of Mizmor Lamed was indeed an appropriate one if one remembers, right, how hopeless his situation was in prison and the scenes of him dancing in front of the kotel just, a couple of hours after his release. So it's a perfect example of Mizmor Lamed, how Tehillim remains alive, right? That it was said initially for one reason or another, but that over the generations, right, throughout Jewish history, groups, congregations, individuals found meaning in a particular mizmor and reused it, right, borrowed it for their own situation, in a way which kept the meaning of the mizmor very personal and very much alive. Wishing everybody a Chag Urim Sameach and a Shabbat Shalom Umivarach.